Our guest started at Clemson, going 29-6-1 his 3 years with the Tigers. Drafted by the Steelers in 1992, helped Pittsburgh to the playoffs his first 6 seasons in the league. He is the host of the Believe in Clemson podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Our pleasure to welcome in number 99, LeVon Kirkland. LeVon, great to have you on. How's life treating you these days?
Life as well. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate being on.
So as a first-time guest, I got to get some thoughts on your playing career. I mentioned you played on some really good Tiger teams. But I was thinking, 1989, second game of the season, you pulled off something that was a rarity back in those days. You and your Tiger mates, you go into Doak Walker Stadium and beat Florida State. LeVon, what do you remember about that game?
I remember the year before that, in 1988, we lost on a punt rooski, a trick play. Game was tied up 21-21. They were going to punt the ball, but they did a little misdirection. It was an excellent call, and it kind of broke our hearts because I think we were ranked pretty high that year, and it probably really cost us the national championship. So the following year in 89, as you speak of, we're playing those guys the second game of the season. We're going down to their place. And, you know, Florida State's a really good team. But I'm telling you, there was no doubt in anybody's mind on that team where I was at Clemson that we're going to win that game. We went down there very confident. We went down there knowing we're going to win that game. And as soon as we got off the bus, man, it was on. They were trying to play football, and we were fighting. We're going to fight them to the very bitter end, and we end up playing a really good game and end up winning that game. So, yeah, it was a really special moment for the Tigers, man. The fans that were there, they went crazy. I mean, beating Florida State at Florida State was huge.
Oh, no question about it. Then, of course, your career moved to the NFL. The Steelers were always a contender. In 95, you with that, my God, that linebacking core of Greg Lloyd, Chad Brown, Kevin Green. So here you are. It's the biggest event in American sports, not to mention it's Cowboys Steelers. What do you remember? What do you remember about taking the field that day for Super Bowl 30 in Tempe?
Oh, you know that you're the only game on television, the only game that really matters. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun just being there, getting prepared. It was one of those games that I was really ready for. I was really ready to play that game. And unfortunately, we had 2 turnovers that really, you know, led to 14 points. That was probably the thing that did us in. And I'll tell you what. Losing the Super Bowl is so disappointing because you're right there and they do all the celebration. The only thing you do is walk in the locker room, and you're kind of a footnote of history. You know, there's a difference from being history-making, what they talk about, than being the team that was close or almost got there. So that's the thing I remember the most. But, man, it was close. We should have won that game.
Talking with LeVon Kirkland, who hosts the Believe in Clemson podcast. So, in general, college football, there's a lot of talk of expanding the playoff to 8, maybe 12. I mean, when you played, the polls decided. Then it was the BCS, now a 4-team playoff. So, if we deemed LeVon Kirkland king of college football, what would your preference be? How to decide who wins the national title?
Well, you know, I like the playoff platform. I do, and I understand that some teams may not want more than 4 teams in there. But for me, it would be a lot of fun. I think it would open. I think it would be great for college football. I think there would be more interest. I think that people would be more into it. Only having 4 teams vying for the championship, you know, only those 4 fan bases are really that interested. Just imagine if you could expand that. And, okay, maybe some people say you don't have a chance to win, but you're in, and you really never know what can happen, you know, especially with COVID going on, guys get hurt. You know, the playoff system is tough, it's hard, it's a beautiful thing. So I personally would like the playoffs. Well, I'm sure some people would argue about, well, we play long enough, blah, blah, blah. But I think a playoff would be a great thing for college football.
You know, as for your alma mater, Clemson, you know, from when you left until Dabo's fourth season in 2012, they did not end up in the top 15. But, man, since this inception of the playoffs, aside from Alabama, they've been the dominant program in the country. So as somebody who's a Clemson Hall of Famer, how amazing has it been, LeVon, to just watch them become this national powerhouse?
Well, it's amazing because you knew, like, even when I was there, you knew that it had the potential of being – like it is now. You know that they had the qualities. It was it's a football program. It's a football school. So you knew it was there, but we didn't quite believe in it. And it took a visionary like Dabo Swinney to show everybody the vision, and everybody just kind of took ownership. And I'm telling you, it was kind of a process there. But once we won that first national championship, it was on. It was like everybody bought into it. Everybody had that taste of what a national championship is in a modern era. And it was cool. It was cool to be Clemson again. It really was. I mean, wearing orange, wearing the tiger paw, wearing the brand. It was really cool again to wear. And people recognize it. They understood where Clemson was. At one point in time, you know, if you wasn't in the South somewhere, people would be like, well, where's Clemson? Is it in Clemson? So now I guarantee everybody in the United States know Clemson University, where it's located, and the brand of football that we play here.
Plus, we get to hear the cool Hold That Tiger song 50 million times a season.
Yes, you do, yeah. Yeah, but the cool thing, too, though, I tell you what, it's really unique. Is, you know, Clemson running down the hill.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is probably the best interest in college football, and it never gets old. It never gets old. So Clemson has done some things that has really made it, really, I think it's going to be a blue blood in the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, there's no reason to think they're going anywhere, especially with that new facility. My goodness gracious.
Right, yeah.
We're talking with former All-Pro linebacker, Clemson Hall of Famer, LeVon Kirkland, Georgia and Clemson this week. So we've got this lineage from Taj Boyd to Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, and now, of course, DJ, who stepped in when Trevor got hurt last year, almost knocked off the Irish. You know, you look at his size and an arm strength. No questions there. But, LeVon, what stands out to you about DJ that makes you think, yeah, here's the next great one?
Well, I tell you what, they have really been raving about DJ and the way he prepares for every practice, every time he goes out there. He's a really good kid, too. I mean, I just like his mannerisms, polite kid. And, you know, at the quarterback position, it's a decision-making position. And you want a grown-up. You want somebody who's mature back there who can handle it. And not only that, he has arm talent. He does. And we got a sample size of that with the Notre Dame game and the Boston College game before that. This kid can really put a spin on the football. And with the wide receivers that Clemson has, I think he's going to be the next one in line. And I think during this time and period of college football, the playoffs, you need a trigger man. You need a guy who can absolutely put it there when you need it to be put there and can drive the ball. And can drive the ball down the field with his arms. But, he can run the ball. He's a big kid. So I think that the trend as far as great Clemson quarterbacks is going to continue with DJ.
Okay, folks, learn it. DJ Uiagalelei. We had to learn the name
yep.
with Tua.
Uiagalelei, yeah.
Now we got to get this one. All right, a couple final thoughts for LeVon. While the eyes are drawn to the quarterback and the offense, let's not forget. I mean, Clemson in recent years under Brent Venables has been next level. I mean, in 2019, third, fourth in 2018 in points. You know, they've got Baylen Spector, their top tackler, back, Nolan Turner, an elite free safety. I mean, most from last year's playoff team are back. What do you like about this year's group and their potential to keep being a dominating defense?
Well, I like the fact that they got some experience. I thought last year they were just a little young and they're a little green, but you could tell that they, you know, they were good and they could make plays and they believe in the Venable system. Now you bring basically that whole defense back. And I think this defense, they should, if they don't, have a chip on their shoulder what happened against them in the Sugar Bowl last year against Ohio State. They got beat up and down the field. So I know that leaves a bad taste in their mouth. And they want to come back, and they want to let people understand that they are a dominant defense, not just in the ACC. And they get to test that theory pretty soon, come Saturday, to see if they are elite defense or not.
And lastly, perfect timing. I wanted to get to Georgia, who's the big favorite to win the SEC East. You know, we know JT Daniels from his time at USC out here. They've got a stable of backs, receivers. You know, what pops for you about the kind of bulldog offense this Clemson D is going to face Saturday?
I'll tell you what, it really kind of all starts with their offensive line. Those guys are big. They're maulers. They want to drive that thing down the field, and they want to do it old school style by running between the tackles. Now, a lot of teams don't really do that. And they just really want to impress their will on you. And that sounds old school, and that sounds like outdated football, but trust me, as a defensive player, if you get a team that can just run the ball on you and they control the line of scrimmage, that is a very long day for the defense. And that's what Georgia is trying to do. So Clemson's going to have to put on their big boy pads and strap it up because these guys will be coming after them. And they got some running backs like White who's going to be able to get back there and just try to pound the ball down Clemson's throat. So it's going to be an interesting test for the Clemson Tigers. It's going to be a great ball game. I don't see it going past, you know, the winning team gets a 30. That's probably who's going to win the game.
Well, it's one heck of an opener, folks. He's Levon Kirkland with the legendary resume, hosting the Believe in Clemson podcast as part of the Believe Podcast Network. Levon, thanks a million for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. Wishing you and yours well. Enjoy the game, the season, and I hope we can catch up again down the road.
Oh, hey, man, thank you so much for having me. Anytime you need me, let me know, man. I'll be happy to talk with you.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good one.